Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Body and Weight Wednesday. We're going to talk about what is really causing your illness today. Many people believe viruses cause colds and flus, and bacteria are responsible for illnesses like urinary tract infections and pneumonia. This is a mainstream point of view that supports an approach to staying well that focuses on vaccines, maybe face masks to protect your respiratory system, hand sanitizers, and antibiotics. Now, a more sophisticated approach to wellness takes into account that a healthy body and immune system are less vulnerable to infections. People with this point of view will take immune-stimulating herbs and antioxidants and make sure they get enough exercise, rest, and good nutrition. They avoid illness by keeping their body working at optimum. However, an unhealthy and unhappy body are just contributing cause to illnesses. Just like viruses and bacteria are also contributing causes to illnesses. They are not the main cause of illness. They are just secondary factors that are required for illness to occur. We are always being exposed to a wide variety of germs, and yet not everyone that is exposed gets sick. Likewise, some people that are unhealthy can also seem immune to common illnesses. If the apparent cause of illness is not the actual cause of illness, then what is the actual cause? If we move one step closer to the cause, we find that an energy imbalance occurs before the physical imbalance. Indeed, constitutional approaches in traditional medicine address this. Before an illness is present, a person's subtle energy field changes. And many people have characteristics patterns of running their energy that can be detected by physical means such as palpating pulses. This energy can predict what types of diseases a person will get. For instance, I once had an Oriental medical doctor and a cancer specialist take my pulse. He informed me that I wouldn't get breast cancer. I didn't have a breast cancer pulse. Other examples of this are that people that are sad or grieving will be more susceptible to lung infections. And cancer is always preceded by energy congestion in the area, which is why medical qigong is prescribed when people have cancer, to clear up that energy congestion. And heart attacks can be caused by extreme emotions, without even blocked arteries. Now, a lot of people have spent time studying the underlying energetics of disease. Still, my question is, what causes the energy imbalance? We need to dig deeper. If we can find the cause of disease, we can cure the disease. What moves our energy? Well, it's the mind. The mind moves our subtle energy, and our subtle energy can be moved by our mind as well. So before the energy imbalance and before the physical imbalance, there is a seed in the subconscious creating the issue. Some of the subconscious seeds are not too strong. Maybe there's a seed to get sick in a certain way, but a daily practice of qigong and healthy lifestyle prevent it. Or maybe the seed to get sick is stronger and you do get sick, but a physical remedy or medicine leads to a speedy recovery. Doesn't linger on. Now, other times the seeds are strong and we get stuck in illness and no drug or therapy seems to help. Then it is important to be able to identify the subconscious block that is holding the issue in place. Once you have the block identified, you can zap it with the Change Anything Now process and the illness resolves itself. I have a personal story from 2016. Of a urinary tract infection that was resistant to all physical methods, but disappeared immediately when I went looking for and deleted the subconscious seed that was creating it. It started in May 2016. I woke up one morning and noticed a slight discomfort and burning upon urination. Being familiar with urinary tract infections, or UTIs, I immediately suspected a slight UTI. However, since I'd never had a UTI as an adult, I felt confident that it would soon be gone. This was simply an illness I did not get. So I drank more water and gave myself a couple of shots of berberis tincture, which is an effective broad-spectrum herbal antibiotic, thinking all would be well. After a few days, when the discomfort persisted, I decided to amp up my attack. I dug out an old bottle of Pipsissewa. Now, this is a plant that is used similarly to Uva ursi, but without the harshness on the stomach. It is specific for killing the bugs that cause UTIs. A week went by. The UTI persisted. I went online and researched other alternatives. D-mannose came up high on the list, outperforming cranberry extracts. It is specific for UTIs caused by E. coli. And since this is the most common bacteria implicated in urinary tract infections, it is effective for 90% of infections. Since the Pipsissewa and the berberis did not work, I suspected that I had some killer bacteria, not some simple E. coli, but I ordered some mannose just in case. And I didn't stop there. To cover the 10% of infections caused by other bugs, I used monolaurine. Monolaurine is derived from coconut oil, and it disrupts the cell membranes of gram-positive bacteria such as Streptococcus, Staphylococcus, Gordinobacterium, Listeria, Bacillus, and Clostridium. Whew, I thought I would be all set. Unfortunately, the UTI persisted, and at the 2-week mark, I headed to the doctor to get a culture to precisely identify who was wreaking havoc in my urethra. Indeed, I tested positive for urinary tract infection, but it would take a couple days to get the culture results back. In meantime, the doctor prescribed a 3-day course of trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole as an antibiotic. You know, I decided to take the drug, since I thought it was worth a try. But by the 3rd day, it was clearly ineffective. I needed the culture results. But there was a delay getting my results back. After 4 days with no test results and going into the weekend, I eased off the herbal antibiotics and focused on palliative care. And that means I did whatever it took to feel better. 2 things had helped with the bladder discomfort and urethra burn during the previous weeks. One was baking soda, and the other was watermelon. Watermelon is great. It is specific for easing the pain of burning urine, and I had used it with my daughter when she was a child many years ago. Fast and effective. You can use the entire melon. Put the watermelon slices in a blender, rind, seeds, and flesh, blend it up, and then drink. Or you can just simply eat the melon as you normally would. As for the baking soda, I decided to use a 1/2 teaspoon twice a day. This raises the pH of the urine and can be soothing to the tissue. Although not considered a cure, I had tried it during the earlier stages of the infection in order to potentiate the active chemicals in the Pipsissewa. What I did notice is that it decreased the discomfort from the infection. With the plan to get a super-strength antibiotic that matched my antibiotic-resistant bacteria on Monday, I focused on offering my body relief from symptoms during the weekend. I was surprised by what happened next. By Sunday night, I was completely free of all signs of infection and had lost the 5 pounds I had gained the previous week due to inflammation around the infected area. My energy had returned and I felt great. Then I was even more surprised by what happened next. After enjoying sex on Sunday night, I awoke with all my symptoms back on Monday morning. Within 24 hours, I had regained 3 pounds in water weight also. Now, sex can be a common contributing factor for UTIs, since foreign bacteria can be introduced during the process. This is why it's recommended that a woman pee and even wash after sexual activity. Since I was being careful about UTIs, I made sure I not only urinated, but I also washed after sex on Sunday night. I was baffled. Monday, I got my results back. I had an antibiotic-resistant strain of Proteus mirabilis, a common intestinal bacteria. the doctor prescribed a 7-day course of amoxicillin with clavulinate. Fortunately, I arrived at the clinic during pharmacy lunch hours and had to wait to fill the prescription. This was great because it gave me some time to search on effective alternative treatments for Proteus. I quickly found many research reports using essential oils in the treatment of UTI, especially in UTIs caused by antibiotic-resistant bacteria strains. My research gave me a clue to what might have cleared up my infection over the weekend. I had been traveling to Mount Shasta that weekend, and when I filled up the water bottles for the trip, I added several drops of lime essential oil into each bottle. It turns out, research shows that lime essential oil can effectively inhibit Proteus. Since the research suggested essential oils of cinnamon, lime, and orange would be the most effective against the bacteria in my urinary tract, I started using a few drops of these several times a day. I never did use the prescription. I saw immediate results. By Wednesday, when my urinary tract infection test strips arrived, I showed no signs of bacterial infection, although I still tested positive for leukocytes. Likewise, my pH was in the healthy acidic range, so it was around 6. My test results on Thursday also indicated the infection was gone. Then, Thursday night I had sex again. This time I was even more cautious. Thinking that perhaps my partner was introducing this Proteus, I allowed no bare skin contact of any of his body parts with my genitals. This was to no avail. Friday morning, I awoke with obvious urinary tract infection symptoms, and the UTI test showed off-the-chart bacterial activity and a high level of leukocytes. My urine pH had soared to 8.5, indicative of a Proteus mirabilis infection. Enough was enough. I made an appointment with Dr. Lynn Cochran Murphy, and a talented intuitive consultant that knew how to delete subconscious beliefs. If physical methods will not cure something, then there is an energetic pattern holding it in place. In my case, it was becoming clear that there was some connection between sexual activity and the recurrence of the UTI that extended beyond mere germs. It is interesting to note that only one other time have I had an UTI, and that was when I was 5 years old. That infection was caught during the physical to enter kindergarten. I don't actually remember having symptoms at all. UTIs in children are a common symptom of sexual abuse, and this is probably how I contracted it. Of course, that cause was overlooked in my case. When I considered the energetic purposes that a UTI might serve, the obvious one was the UTI protects me from sex. This Dr. Cochran Murphy confirmed. As we explored the reasons I might want protection from sex, we found a lot of trauma responses from the five-year-old. Belief like, sex hurts me, sex crushes me, and in submission I lose my life. Now, none of these beliefs hold true today. But apparently I had triggered a layer of trauma that was ready to be released. Once we cleared the beliefs regarding sex, the need for protection fell away. I even tested the results with a session of afternoon sex. And that evening, I tested for the UTI again. It was completely gone. Even the leukocytes were at the lowest level they had been since I got the test strips. I was amazed. If you are experiencing a recurring illness, or one that you cannot seem to clear and would like a Change Anything Now session with me, contact me at dorinarode@gmail.com or find out more at changeanythingnow.com. Now, sessions to be aired on this podcast are a great benefit to everyone, and I do those sessions for free. If you have a question about a situation or a suggestion for a show topic, let me know. I'd be happy to contribute. And please, if you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to give it 5 stars and write me a review. That helps other people find the podcast, especially on iTunes. Hey, what can we create that is beyond the mainstream reality? Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin MacLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Rode, all rights reserved.